Hello and welcome to Political Contessa. This is Jennifer Nassor, and I am your Political Contessa. Over the last 10 years, especially the way politics have trended since the dawn of TV journalism, facts just no longer matter. Instead, the opinion with the loudest megaphone reaching the most like-minded people becomes fact. We've lost sight of real facts. I'm no fan of Trump, but being so dismissive of the way that Americans are feeling is frankly an insult to the American voter, and the biggest reason why the Democrats cannot seem to pull away from Trump.
Welcome to Political Contessa. I'm Jennifer Nassor, and this show is here to support your interest in center-right politics, policy, and breaking news. Listen in and discover how to awaken your inner ideal candidate, and if you're ready, how you can jump in and change the world as a runner or a supporter. Welcome to Political Contessa.
If you or a friend have ever considered running, or you know a woman who should, I've got something just for you. My quick guide called Secrets from the Campaign Trail. It will show you five signs to tell you you're ready to enter the political arena. To get these tips and learn about all new podcast episodes and ways to get involved, head over to politicalcontessa.com. So today I want to talk about something that I ended up writing an op-ed on, because sometimes it feels like politicians are gaslighting us. I know it sounds crazy, right? Politicians, that they might say something that they don't really believe, that isn't really true, make us see the shiny little object over here while they do something else. Well, that's what Rep. Hakeem Jeffries from New York did a couple of weeks ago. So I wrote this op-ed saying, "Dear Washington, stop gaslighting American families." So it's no wonder that American people don't trust politicians when they are clearly lying directly to our faces. So exhibit one, as I said, Rep. Hakeem Jeffries, he's a Democrat from New York. He was presented with a poll which says that two-thirds of Americans believe that the economy was better under President Trump's administration than President Biden's. Okay, wait for it. Wait for it. Hakeem's response. Now remember, he's the minority leader. He's the head of the Democrats in Congress. His response? That's just not the case. Well, it's indicative of politics of the last 10 years, especially the way politics have trended since the dawn of TV journalism. Facts just no longer matter. Instead, the opinion with the loudest megaphone reaching the most like-minded people becomes fact. We've lost sight of real facts. I'm no fan of Trump, but being so dismissive of the way that Americans are feeling is frankly an insult to the American voter, and the biggest reason why the Democrats cannot seem to pull away from Trump. And President Biden wonders why he has to dismiss his poor polling to donors. Just look at the numbers. During the latter years of the Trump administration, inflation sat at around 2%. But following the outbreak of COVID-19 and subsequent spending, it shot up to 9.1% in 2022. Wages then outpaced inflation prior to the pandemic, which was wonderful. You should be making more money in your pocket. You go out, you do more. And now wages continue to lag behind. I'm a single mother, and I can tell you from experience that things just felt better back in 2019 than they do today. Neither Donald Trump nor Joe Biden are responsible for a pandemic which gripped our planet and sent our economy for a loop. I'll give both presidents credit where credit is due. The economy didn't go into a recession like so many people predicted. Though I guess there's still time before the election. That is a win, but it doesn't change the fact that people are still feeling the impacts of an economic downturn that could have been so much worse. So please stop telling us what to think, Leader Jeffries. The salary for a member of Congress starts at $174,000. Yes, that is $174,000, which does not even begin to incorporate the additional income that comes with simply being in the halls of power. And I just want to say that's a topic for another day, because these people are making a lot of money. And let me remind you once again, this is taxpayer dollars that are paying their salaries. I digress. Meanwhile, the average American household income was $74,755,000 in 2022. If I trust anyone's feelings about how the economy is performing, it's not the economics, PhDs in Washington, or the talking suits in Washington. It's actually the families across the country who wince every time they see their grocery bill, their gas bill, their electric bill. It keeps going higher. It's a lesson for each and every candidate running for office this election cycle. You can talk ad nauseum about how the economy is performing one way or the other, but do not pretend that you can convince voters to change the way they are thinking about it. Democrats can tell me until they're blue in the face that the economy is outperforming expectations. But if I have to put off a vacation with my kids because my paycheck isn't going as far as it used to, that's a feeling that those numbers can't change. It's not a messaging challenge, Leader Jeffries and President Biden. It's an ego challenge. Take your heads out of your asses and start listening to the American people. Stop gaslighting us. We're smarter than you think. Jennifer Nassor, this is Political Contessa. Thank you for listening. Stay happy, healthy, and safe.
Thanks so much for listening to Political Contessa. For all the ways to listen and to get the inside scoop on what's happening in center-right politics for women like us, head over to politicalcontessa.com.